Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Hello, everyone. Aren't you beautiful today? I am so blessed to be able to talk to you today. It is 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday, August 27, 2015. I postponed my last week show on Friday because I wasn't able to join you. And so we're doing it this Thursday, but our next show will be on Patriots Day, September 11th, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Aren't you excited? I'm excited to be sharing the Word of God to you. I have revelatory knowledge that God wants to speak through me to you today. And I just want to tell you that you are blessed. You are loved, you are adored, and I am so thankful to Jesus Christ for allowing me the opportunity to be a vehicle from him to you to manifest his love, his healing, and his care for you. One of the purposes of our show is that I believe and know that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit manifest as I'm speaking to you, because God's word says that he sent forth his word and healed them. So be in expectancy to expect that I will have the spirit of suicide, the spirit of depression. All those spirits have to leave you. Now, this only is for a child of God. If you're not a child of God, keep listening. I'll give you an opportunity to join the family of Jesus Christ. Right now, we're going to listen to a song. Let's get our praise on. This song is called On My Knees by Jossie Velasquez. I'll be back. Love you.
Thank you.
God, that is a very beautiful, beautiful song. Isn't that so apropos when we are on our knees? Hallelujah. I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in to the broadcast. My show for the moment is only 30 minutes, so when my show begins to grow and God leads me, it will be longer. But for right now, it's 30 minutes, and it's every other week. I do my very best to let you know when I won't be broadcasting, which is not often, usually when I have to work on Fridays, but my show is every other week, and I do this because this is my assignment. Someone asked, why are you on the radio, Aaliyah? What if no one's listening? God's listening. I am faithful to my assignment. I'm faithful to what he called me to do. I was ministering in church last Sunday, and I had a position to do. And whatever I do, and I encourage the people as well, if you're in the ministry, don't look to sit down in the high seat. Don't look for the best seat in the house, because the Bible says when you do that, then the good man in the house may say, oh, no, 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 this is not your seat. You have to sit down here. You'll be demoted. But look for a job. If you're looking for something to do in the church, ask the Father, ask Jesus in prayer where they need you the most, and God will lead you. It could be something that you didn't think that was very illustrious, like vacuuming the floors or taking the trash out or cleaning the communion cups. Whatever you are called to do, whether in church, as a student, as helping your mom and your dad at home, it's never too late to learn excellence. If you don't know what excellence is, follow the life of Christ. His life illuminated excellence. The Holy Ghost is excellent. God the Father is excellent. Reading the Word of God on a daily basis, praying in your spiritual language, will teach you how to be excellent. So if you're in a position on your job and you don't know what to do, start somewhere. Start somewhere. Ask if you don't know what to do. Stay in prayer. And if you don't hear from God, keep asking. But trust and believe that God is leading you. He leads us by his beautiful, wonderful Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my best friend. He's beautiful. He's wonderful. He leads you and guides you. If you do not, and you're saying, Aaliyah, my goodness, you're all over the place. No, I'm not. I am decently and in order. This is for someone that needs to hear this. This is for someone that's on their job. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get out of this. But I'm telling you how to get out. I'm telling you how to get from under the murk and the mire. I'm telling you how to be delivered. I'm telling you how to get that spirit of depression off of you. I'm telling you how to do this. Some people, we have Christians who go and take psychoanalysts. They go and get a psychoanalysis of their brain. They go and get medical diagnoses of stress tests. And this is real. This is real life. But I'm telling you right now, you can lay hands on yourself through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you could get healed. The only hindrance is your faith. If you don't believe that you can do it, then it won't happen, because Jesus says, be it unto you according to what? Your faith. And so it is very important. It is extremely important to be knowledgeable of the Word of God. In the Old Testament, God speaks about, you know, time, you know, these times God winked at. You know, he winked at, you know, what people, their people's unbelief, not at their unbelief, but he just winked at times when people were in their ignorance. You know, today is a day where all the prophecies, August 27th, 2015, 3:10 Pacific Standard Time, all the prophecies have already been fulfilled for Jesus Christ to come. His second coming is when he appears with the saints of God to take over the kingdom, to take over and save Jerusalem. The rapture is actually the time before the tribulation. Now, I'm not going to get into the post-trib and the pre-trib and and all these pre-trib eschatologies, but I am going to say this, that he is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. He is coming for a bride that is holy. He is coming for a bride that is pure. He is coming for a bride that's waiting on him, a bride that's looking for him, a servant that is waiting for his master. That's what he's coming for. He's coming for a bride who has their oil lamps filled to the brim, who is waiting for him, who is looking for him, who is loving him. And so you say, Aaliyah, my goodness, oh, this is so much. How do I prepare? How do you prepare for the second for the rapture of the saints? How do you prepare? The first thing that you do to prepare for the second, people say the second coming of Christ, but it's actually the rapture of the saints. Again, the second coming of Christ is when Jesus Christ comes with his tens and his 10,000s of army, and he delivers the Jewish people. He saves Israel from being attacked from Gog and from all four corners of the earth. But that's his second coming, when he rides on the white horse. The rapture is when God takes up the church, when the Holy Spirit is lifted off of the earth and the holy saints are removed from the earth. And that's when total destruction, as no one has ever known it, will begin. That's the start of the seven-year tribulation. So you're saying, Aaliyah, how do I get ready for this? How do I prepare? I don't know what to do. I don't know how to prepare. Show me. The first thing that you need to do to prepare for the rapture of the saints, this is the very, very, very first thing, repentance. 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 That's the very first thing that you have to do to prepare. I'm going to tell you something. Television, the music industry, even our own parents, they say it's okay. You know, you have a boyfriend, just don't get pregnant. Oh, it's okay. You have a girlfriend, you guys can live together before you get married. Times have changed, but God has not changed. Those things are still wrong. They are still dirty in the sight of God, and those things will lead you straight to hell. I believe in hell. Heaven and hell are very real. They're more real than this life here is on earth. Fornication, homosexuality, bestiality, theft, lying, disobedient to parents, bearing false witness, which is lying against your neighbor, covetousness, all those things is sin. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All those things that I've told you will lead you to hell. Hell fire. Hell fire where there's no way out. So the first thing you do is repent. And you say, Father, in the name of... Now, you have to be born again to repent. If you're not born again, I could lead you in a prayer after the show is over. But for this specific step-by-step to be ready for the rapture is for those who are born-again Christians. You repent wherever you are. If you have to go in the bathroom, if you're at work and you feel the Holy Ghost speaking to you, go to the restroom. If you're outside, go to a place where you can have privacy. Go to a park. If you're in a house where there's a house full of people and you can't concentrate, get out and go somewhere private and talk to the Lord and get your heart and your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your heart right before the Lord. And if you don't know what you need to repent of, ask the Lord. The Holy Spirit will show you, because He's not willing that no man perish, but that all men come to repentance. So you repent. If you're living with someone, repent to God for living with that person. If you're having sex before or even inside of marriage, you're having an adulterous affair, repent. If you've committed abortion, repent. If you've murdered someone and never told anyone, and seemingly gotten away with it with man, and not with God, repent. If you're in sort of sexual molestation, repent. If you know of someone who was sexually molested, repent. 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 If you lied or stole something from work, repent. Repent. Repent of everything and ask God to wash you with His blood, your mind, your spirit, your flesh. After you repented, begin in the book of John, the Gospel of John, or the Epistles of John. is all in the New Testament. Start reading there and allow and get to know Jesus. Get to know how much he loves you. Get to know how much he means to you. Get to know Jesus Christ. Saints, I'm telling you, there's not a lot of time. You remember for those who were born in the 80s or even in the 70s or the 60s, you remember how life was different? How there wasn't an urgency. There wasn't a lot of urgency. There is urgency now because the time is short. The time is short, saints. So repent, read your word, and begin to go to church. Begin to go to church to help other believers because that's our goal. That's the goal. That's why God came here. The Bible says God came here to save sinners. And so you, as a born-again believer, be a witness. Be a witness. Start buying tracts. If you're too shy to tell people about Jesus, say Jesus loves you and hand them a tract. And pray over that tract so that the blinders the devil put over the eyes will be removed in the name of Jesus. You know what? I want to tell somebody something who's ever listening. If someone cut you off on the freeway and you get real angry about that, I want you to know something. That person who cut you off on the freeway, they might be going through something really bad. Their kids might be on drugs. You know, they might have experienced a death in the family. Hurting people usually hurt other people. And so if you get real upset about somebody who cut you off on the freeway, I want you to think about this. That person might be going through something far worse than you. And so let it go. You've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. Let go all the unforgiveness. Let go all the hurt. You've got to let it go, saints. It's time. It's time. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. Remove it out of your heart. Remove the bitterness. If you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend who broke up with you, you don't even know why they broke up with you. They're the love of your life. You're supposed to get married. Let it go. Vengeance is mine, say the Lord. I will repay. I'm not saying that you have vengeance against that person. You may or may not want to do something against that person. Repent and let it go. Repent and let it go. You have a far greater purpose in the kingdom of heaven. You have a far greater purpose in the kingdom of heaven. Your purpose is so vast and so big, and God wants to do so many things through you. Do you know that I went to college. I'm going to graduate with my sixth college degree. And I knew when I was an undergrad, I knew that God had called me. I knew that I was supposed to be on the radio. I knew it. But you know what? It was a talent that God had given me. I didn't know that he had given it to me, but it was a talent because it was something that I was drawn to. I was drawn to be on the radio. I was drawn to be into journalism. And so I got degrees in journalism and communication because that's what I wanted to do. Not until recently that I asked God, Father, what do you want me to do? But I knew that I wanted to be on the radio. I knew that I wanted to be in television. I knew that instinctively. But I asked God, and I said, God, what do you want me to do? I've been doing radio, TV, but what do you want me to do? And I sought the Lord for about a week. And the Holy Spirit told me, it was at night on my bed. I think I was walking around and things, and I was on my knees, actually. And he said, you're supposed to be on the radio. Now, I did radio for secular businesses. I'm doing another radio show with another Christian station. But this is my own ministry. This is what God told me to do. And so I am working out my salvation as best as I know how. You work out your salvation. This is how I'm working out my salvation. Going to God and asking him, what is my purpose here? What am I supposed to do in this life? I mean, I went to college. I did what I knew what I was supposed to do, but now what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to be on the radio. And when God tells you he wants you to do something, it's for his kingdom and his glory. It's not for someone, it's not for you to, you know, to get more, to be increased in goods. And God's not, there's nothing wrong with to be increased in goods as long as the goods don't have you. It's called covetousness, and God has not called us to covetousness. And so when God tells you what he wants you to do in this life, then you do it, and you do it wholeheartedly, and you don't ask anybody for money to do it. You just do it because you're being obedient to the call. You are being obedient to the call. I am going to take another praise and worship break. And when we come back, we're going to offer an opportunity for the anyone who's listening or archiving these shows to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. This song is by Casting Crowns, and it's called Broken Together.
Just be broken together.
bless you. Thank you for being with me to that praise and worship break. I'm so thankful to you and for those who have tuned in. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. Some of you may be saying, Aaliyah, I thought that we were going to be reading the Word. Before I go into my broadcast, and often I go into my secret closet and I pray. And so what I say is actually is what the Holy Spirit will say to you. Because the purpose of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ, not to do my own thing. And so if we don't start in John, that means the Holy Spirit has a word for someone. And that word for that someone that was listening was to let it go. You have to let it go. There's no more time, saints. You must let go of the pain. You must let go of the hurt. You can't keep walking around carrying those burdens. You have to let it go and start enjoying your life. You have to let it go. If you don't know how, and if you're not born again, I want you to say this prayer with me. And Jesus, you really realize how special you are. The devil's going to tell you that you're unimportant, that your life doesn't matter. He's going to say all kind of awful things to you. Jesus will only make your life better. He will only enhance you, not demote you or degrade you. That's the devil's job. When you find someone demoting or degrading you, you know they're speaking the language of the devil because that's the way he speaks. And so if you like to be part of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to believe that Jesus Christ is real and that he was sent by the Father to redeem mankind back into himself. You have to believe that Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil and that he died on the cross and rose the third day. He died for you and for me. He died to wash away all of our sins, all the sins you have committed in the past and the ones you're going to commit in the future unknowingly. Now, grace is not for you to continue to sin, but grace is given for you to have forgiveness when you do sin. And so you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. I ask and I repent of every bad thing that I've done. Father, even the things I forgot about. Drinking and smoking and abortion, fornication, sex outside of marriage, talking behind someone's back, talking about my pastor. That's a sin. It's called gossip. I repent, Father, even up until the dividing of the church. I repent. Forgive me, Lord. I want to be in your family. I want you to come over and into my heart, and I want you to rule over me. I want you to rule over me, Jesus. I want you to be in my life. I want you to be my king, and I want to go with you when you come and rapture the saints. Make me holy. Make me live unto you. Teach me how to live for you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I denounce all works of the devil. I denounce all witchcraft. I denounce all the power of the enemy over my life. I curse generational curses in the name of Jesus. Nothing or no one has any power over my life but you, Jesus. Take the helm and take control over every single area of my life. I pray this, Father, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, whom I love and adore and believe. Amen. I love you. We have less than 10 seconds in the show. God bless you. Join me Friday, September 11th, as I air at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Bye.